Well, the problem with globalization for me is the way it's happening. Because I wouldn't be against globalization. I'm not against globalization. Because it could be a very good thing if that meant equal opportunities for, not equal, but more fair opportunities for everyone in the world. That would be great, a great way of globalization, if it was a social globalization. But it's not. It means, like she said, in general, more opportunities for the richest countries, to take advantage of commercial accords.
Agreements,
yeah. And it's just doing the differences biggest, I think. That's the problem with it, the way it's happening. Well, I think it's really hard, but I think there are some points that can be done in a big scale, like trying to change the way the agreements between the northern countries and the southern countries are doing things. And plus, there is another part of this, which is local actions. And that's one of the reasons why this meeting is happening here, is because of the way Porto Alegre is doing its local government. So the social participation is a very important point for us to start something different. The education, mainly for us here in the third world, that we don't have education for everyone. So that's really important. So I think we have to try to do things locally and in a macro aspect also, big changing the big politics against countries of the south and the north to try to start changing the relations they have, the kind of relations. In the local part, I think that it's important to have these discussions like we are having here, bringing people from other cities of Brazil and from other places of poor countries to learn different models of organizing the cities and of bringing people to discuss the problems. I think that is happening here in Porto Alegre. I saw many people from many places yesterday in the afternoon discussing with the governor of Rio Grande do Sul and with the mayor of Porto Alegre, which I think is a way to start, at least here in Brazil. And maybe if people from other places are following it, they can also take some experiences back to their countries. And, for the big ways of politics, I don't study much of that, so I don't really understand much, but I think maybe what the ATEC's proposing is one example, not one way, just one example of what can be done. The both of us study at University of São Paulo in an environmental program. That's one of the points why we are here. And I believe that environmental problems are not isolated from all the other problems that are going on, social problems, economic problems. Everything's just one whole thing. So that's what brought me here. We came with about 500 students from the state of São Paulo. And I think I know it's the biggest group that came, because obviously for the others from the northeast and north of the country it's very hard to get here.